Episode 2, Public Works Committee meeting, Tuesday, October 15th, 2019. Alderman Terulis, Alderman Funkhauser, and Alderman Koch, and staff. Citizens' comments, assuming none. Minutes for correctional slash approval. Minutes of, number one is the minutes of Special Public Works Committee meeting, August 20th, 2019. And number two will be minutes of the regular Public Works Committee meeting, August 20th, 2019. Are we good? Aye. Opposed? New business. Public Works 2019-61. Water Department reports for July, August, and September 2019.
Nothing special here. Pretty routine. We did have a fair regular amount of new customers each month, which is good. Houses are getting built and they're staying full. Other than that, nothing really special to report.
Questions? Okay, item number two, PW 2019-62, Capital Improvement Summary.
All right, we have our standard quarterly update in the packet, and be happy to address any questions or that we may have or provide additional comment.
Any comments? Okay. Item 3, PW 2019-63, Quarterly Bond and Letter of Credit Reduction Summary.
Yeah, same story, typical report, and I'd be happy to address any question anybody has.
All good? Item 4, PW 2019-64, Meeting Schedule for 2020. Be okay with the current schedule?
Same day, same time.
Yeah. Okay. Number 5, Public Works 2019-65, Anthony Place, release of remaining performance security.
Yeah, so the City Council accepted the public improvements in March of 2018. We then went out and did a one-year inspection. There were a handful of items to be addressed. Took them a little while to address them, but within the last 30 days or so, they've all been rectified, and we're recommending a full release at this time.
Sounds good. Good. Okay, item 6, PW 2019-66, Grand Reserve Unit 1, Acceptance of Public Improvements.
All right, Grand Reserve, they've been working toward acceptance for Unit 1. They've completed all their punch list items, and we are recommending that the city go ahead and accept the public improvements as noted in the memo and in the subsequent documentation. The developer will have to put up a one-year maintenance bond. They are aware of the dollar value. We have not received it yet, but typically we don't... I'll receive that until at least it gets through the Public Works Committee.
Good. Chris?
That's good.
Okay, item 7. PW 2019-67, Whispering Meadows, completion of improvements, change order number 2.
All right. Yeah, you've seen these types of change orders before. This is the balancing change order. Basically, it's the end of the project. All outstanding items have been addressed. So good news is that the project came in below the change order 1 value and basically decreasing the final amount of the contract by another $97,000 and change.
That's awesome.
It's good.
Good. Always good. Do we need anything to set to go to City Council or anything like that?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So... all in favor, aye. Aye. Opposed? Okay. Item 8, Public Works 2019-68, Church Street Sanitary Improvements, change order number 1.
All right, Church Street, there were some repairs made on that section of Church Street. Contractor has completed the work, completed all punch list items, and this will be the one and only change order, which again, that's a balancing change order. We have all the quantities measured up and accounted for, and a decrease from the awarded contract of slightly over $7,200.
So just, so when we get saved, basically we just saved 100 grand, right?
Mm-hmm.
How does that get factored into the budget? Does it go in the general fund, or how do we do that usually?
Depends on the fund that the project originates in. In the case of Whispering Meadows, I was very eager to make some recommendations to spend that money. We'd already factored that into our fiscal year 20 budget when it was approved back in February.
Okay.
So that's already encapsulated.
Okay. So, I was just curious how that...
Yep.
The 7 grand is positive that can go on, but the other we've already...
Yeah, so basically, as soon as Brad knows that it's going to occur, he usually notifies Rob, and then that gets factored into whatever internal or external budget we were doing.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, the 7 grand was for the sewer fund, so.
Yeah, so.
So is that what, do you go back into the sewer fund?
Yeah.
Being an enterprise fund, it has to go back into there if it was budgeted out of there.
Okay. Item 9, PW 2019-69, Road to Better Roads Program Engineering Agreement.
Okay, this is a budgeted item. This is for design and construction engineering of our 2020 program. Just as a reminder, it's portions of McHugh, basically all of White Oak. It's only pavement. There's no water or sewer below it that's included within this contract. So the design portion of it is about $31,000, and the construction is an estimate. Its hourly rate is $52,000. So we usually do it with EEI, and the money is there and budgeted, and if everybody's okay with it, then it requires a supermajority vote at City Council.
Everybody good? We need a roll call for this one, or?
It needs City Council approval, so at some point it just needs
all in favor, aye. Aye. Opposed. Item 10, PW 2019-70, Briarwood Subdivision Stop Sign Analysis.
Yeah, there was a request to take a look at a few of the intersections in Briarwood. We went ahead and did that. Put the intersections through the standard analysis and recommending one stop sign be installed at Cornerstone and Greenbrier, and that's following the standard criteria that we've used for several other cases in the past 6-7 years. So that's the recommendation, and certainly can address any questions anybody may have.
Yeah, the other thing I would add, Dan and myself were the person who brought this to our attention is in their HOA board member, because now Greer is pretty much, I think he's down to two lots maybe. He used to own the majority, so he was kind of the person in charge, but now they actually have a functioning HOA, it sounds like. So, and that's, they had come to us about the stop sign originally at Greenbrier because they thought that was in the
plans.
Design, yeah, and they asked me why it never got put in. Well, I'd bring it to staff to find out that. And the other two were just it's people going, taking a shortcut and not
sure.
Stopping at that.
Yeah.
They go by garden, the gardens, and then down out that way. So.
Yep. Absolutely.
So, yeah, the stop sign, Greenbrier is probably the, I agree with that.
That's for sure.
I was glad to see the traffic count on there. Did that surprise you guys or not?
No, I mean, that's busy. It's
yeah, because
yeah.
That sunflower and
all sunflower and Greenbrier.
Yep.
Yeah. So. Okay, then all in favor to take it to council? Aye. Opposed?
Aye.
Okay, old business? None. Any additional business? Chris? Nothing? Oh. Meeting adjourned.
Official meeting.
Great job.
I still left.